ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय मुखं करोति वाचनं पाङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारणम् यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारणम् As mentioned a few minutes ago, there is one theme we would like to present this evening. ISKCON Society, as we all know, is a very large society which has been given a very, we could say, heavy mandate by its founder, Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, which is of spreading the Sankirtan mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world and bringing about a major change, actually, in our, as Srila Prabhupada would often indicate, in our misdirected society. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, taking the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to heart, taking the instructions of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to heart, took the trouble, as we all know, to come to the Western world, traveled extensively, and inspired so many of his disciples, followers, to follow as well in the same footsteps. Srila Prabhupada had a vision as an acharya. Acharyas are of that caliber that they have a vision how this Sankirtan mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was meant to be spread all over the world. And the theme this evening is to actually bring together, so to speak, in a nutshell, this very broad vision given by Srila Prabhupada, which he, of course, began to implement when he first came to New York City, as we all know, in 1965. And he established, from the very beginning, the first of four phases. After giving this brief introduction, I will present a video which will depict and explain a little bit more in detail these four phases of Srila Prabhupada's mission. And that first phase was started actually at Thompson Square Park, as we all know. Srila Prabhupada holding his cartels and ching, 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 ching. And the story, you know, the rest of the story is continuing today. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a very similar way, began his mission by going with his associates in the streets of Navadvip. And they introduced in this way what we all know today to be the Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the movement actually began in the East in this way, and began in the West as well in this way, and continues. Of course, this is a foundation. And an extension of that foundation, Srila Prabhupada, in his wisdom, and also to satisfy the desire of his spiritual master, who requested him if you ever get money, if you ever get Lakshmi, print books. So this is actually an extension of the holy name, which Srila Prabhupada would remind us. His Guru Maharaj used to refer to the distribution of his books as the Brihat Mridanga. And this is ongoing, and that is how most of us, that's how I became a devotee. Most of us become devotees because we are coming in contact with other devotees, because we read these transcendental literatures. So this is actually the chanting of the holy name and the reading and distribution of these transcendental literatures form the first of four phases of this transcendental movement, sacred movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada, very interesting, he put this in writing way back in 1949, before leaving India, in two separate places, actually. One, in a letter he was writing to the then Deputy Prime Minister of India, one Mr. Patel, or Dr. Patel. And then again in a less known essay which he wrote and published in his Back to Godhead magazine in 1956, called The Essay on Gita Nagari, which is there in Srila Prabhupada's folio. It hasn't been printed yet, so it is less known actually by most devotees. In those two writings, Srila Prabhupada actually gave this four-point movement, or four-point vision of his movement. And he called them actually interesting movement. The first one he called actually Sankirtan movement. We'll be seeing it visually. I'm just introducing it very briefly. Sankirtan movement, meaning the chanting of the holy name and the distribution of his transcendental books, Vedic literatures, Vedic knowledge. The second movement that Prabhupada spoke about is, and he demonstrated, and this is one of the prime examples as well here in Los Angeles, he called it the deity worship movement, establishing wonderful temples, installing beautiful deities of Sri Sri Radha, Rukmini Dwarkadish, and so many other deities all over the world, so that people can come and worship the Lord every day or whenever the occasion presents itself. Because in modern day society, our setup is such, especially for those who are working, it is, even coming on Sunday sometimes is difficult. Then the third movement, Prabhupada, he coined as the spiritual initiation movement, whereby individuals, once they come in contact with the holy name, once they read these transcendental literatures, once they visit our temples, take Krishna prasadam, etc., then they're ready for becoming serious about Krishna consciousness to the point of taking vows and becoming initiated, which is something very important, and joining in a formal way the transcendental spiritual family of Krishna consciousness. That is the third movement Prabhupada spoke about. And the fourth one is a little bit misleading, in the sense that the name that Srila Prabhupada gave, he called it the classless society movement. And by this he meant that although there are four classes of varnas and four classes of ashramas, varnashrama, everyone in all of these different divisions is a devotee of Krishna, practicing Krishna consciousness. And therefore, in this way, we are classless. We are all aspiring devotees and aspiring Vaishnavas. I can just share how, for many years, serving within our society, especially when I was in India, I suppose, even before going to India, in Ottawa, I joined at the Ottawa Temple in 1974, and in those days, mainly it was Harinam, the early days. One would go out for 4, 6, 8 or more hours a day practically. And it was very blissful because we didn't have so many books. And then we installed, in the early days, we installed deities. We installed beautiful Sri Sri Gornitai at the Ottawa Temple in 1975. Then in 1976, by my temple president's mercy, he took me to India, and somehow I didn't come back. So I was in India from 76 to 92, and that's when I came back out of India for the first time, and as I mentioned earlier, had occasion to come here to Los Angeles and participate in the wonderful Rath Yatra, which is still ongoing and very wonderful. So while I was in India, I had the opportunity to get involved in, I guess, what is the third phase, means congregational preaching, Namhatta preaching program, which was headed by His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. So I was involved from the very early days, and going from village to village, inducing people in the villages to take up the Krishna consciousness. And it went very well, of course, in Bengal especially. Everyone's already chanting Hare Krishna. So it's not so difficult. Everyone's already, they know Mridanga. We can learn from them so many things. But at that time, for all of those years, I was less familiar with and less aware of this fourth movement. And it only came later when I was serving in Montreal as a temple president and started visiting Indonesia. The whole fourth dimension came more to light, and I guess for the last 15 years I've been concentrating more and more on this aspect. And just for everyone's information, because you may not know, in India the leadership has established in November of 2009 the first of what will eventually hopefully become a series of national ministries for promoting what is called Daiva Varnashrama. So we have in India the ISKCON Daiva Varnashrama Ministry promoting rural development. And of course this fourth dimension includes actually naturally encompasses also and includes all the first three in the sense that all of the activities of the three first phases are also performed very enthusiastically. There are many things to be said. Just before I show this video, of course, many of the quotes given here are directly from Srila Prabhupada. We'll be seeing Srila Prabhupada in action. And now, of course, we'll be seeing one section at the end of the video, which is possibly a little bit heavy in the sense that Srila Prabhupada, as we know, was in the forefront from the very beginning, inspiring the devotees to go out and preach and distribute books, open centers. And till the very end, as we know, he was also preaching, giving instructions. And one of the important instructions he gave at the very end was also in regards to Varnashrama. Now, we are living in a world of technology, and there are always surprises. I'm hoping we won't have to... I'm hoping this video presentation will go well. I had a few videos to show. Yeah, we can start getting things ready. We can project on the camera. We have... I have as a background a scene which is very much, I would say, giving us a message, the message of Varnashrama. Srila Prabhupada explains that actually, naturally, Krishna consciousness, or the Hare Krishna movement, Krishna is the center. Srila Prabhupada would explain that actually the ideal mode of life or ideal way to live is that lifestyle demonstrated by none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna, and his brother Balaram in the small village then of Vrindavan Dham. So Vrindavan, on the village of Vrindavan and other similar villages are actually, for most people in the West, it's maybe a little more difficult to understand. But village life and village, okay, we do have something there and it's being adjusted, is actually the, in many ways, the foundation, Vedic culture whereby one more easily can practice devotional service, is primarily based on an agrarian lifestyle. Agrarian lifestyle means where one is growing one's own food, living closely with nature, with the land, and especially with the cows. The cows being Krishna's most dear devotees. They are Krishna's devotees, actually, because they are serving him in so many ways. I will let the video speak for itself. Again, I was told there's a clock behind the screen here, so I don't know. There's a clock. Clock. Yeah, what time is it? Okay. So I have my clock here, and so I can understand what is the time here. This is a small video, maybe, well, about 15 minutes. And there are some statements given by Srila Prabhupada which bring us to reflect a little bit. Some statements regarding, for example, how necessary are the cities in which we are living. Of course, for those who are preaching, we know that it is very important for us to be in the cities. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be in the cities, but we should understand primarily to induce people to take to Krishna consciousness and to explain to them that actually there's a more simple and natural lifestyle which doesn't have to keep us in the kind of what we call in the Western world a rat race mentality with all of the different components that that has. So I will request everyone, because I will need probably within 2 minutes I should have all of this together. I will request everyone so that we can purify our hearts, and the atmosphere here is already purified. You can just kindly chant Hare Krishna so that this presentation can go well and so that I can have 2 minutes to set up this video. Hare Krishna. Okay. You can just, yeah, that's good. Yes. Okay. Yeah, the speakers will come up here. The sound will come up. The sound will come out here.
You see, I'll put a phone on there so it goes to the...
I see, okay.
You want to speak?
You know what? There was another small one, because these batteries might be out, in which case we'll use whatever. This one is... can you plug that in, because it's meant to charge these guys. This can be plugged also, right? Yeah.
That's fine.
This isn't. And that can remain there, right? That can remain there.
Okay.
They're charging, and also the sound will come. You know? You can put it back in the side.
There's only one, right?
Oh, there's only one, huh? Okay.
This one speak?
Hopefully it'll test it out right away.
Okay.
sound should be coming now. We have sound. You say needs to go where? This one needs to go somewhere?
Yeah, put it over the phone. You need to speak. This mic not even speak. Put this one. This was done. This was, the video goes back to 2 years ago, so you'll see 2009 in a few minutes.
Nidra Harav Harakadi Vivitam
It should say 2011, but it was done 2 years ago. More or less the same. Unless in the human society the Varnashram system is introduced, no scheme of social order, health order, political order will be successful.
Thank you.
since the last 4 years in Sridhar Mayapur. Different, actually 4-day seminars focusing on Varnashram development have been held. This was the one in year 2009.
Is that the front of the Dharmas?
Various devotees from different countries would come and make presentations.
Way of Dharma.
Now the village is not a business, and it's not exactly.
His Holiness Smita Krishna Maharaj from Europe
has no confidence in you. He or she will not give his or her best. Devotees who are serving with fear, they are not going to give their best to his company. Because they have no confidence. What I'm saying, as Prabhupada wanted to see the community where people are living.
Bhakti Dura Damodar Maharaj from Nigeria, West Africa. Ago when Varnashram College was started in South India, these are students from different countries learning and helping to revive traditional technologies, live locally, build with local materials, Srila Prabhupada instructed, that is actually the Vedic norm as well. This program continues every year from January to March, 3 months. Free course given. Various faculty members covering various topics from cow protection, organic farming, etc. This is a preschool program begun in villages called Varnashram Shikshalaya. Teaching the children the importance of cows, cow protection, organic farming, chanting Hare Krishna and being happy. This is Varnashram research teams established in different parts of India where people, devotees can come together. One of our projects in India, New Gokul Dham in the state of Karnataka, South India. Srila Prabhupada's final instructions.
By hearing, by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, this Rajagun Tamagun has subdued. Then Satagun event must surprise over the Nishtam Bhagavad. Then Satagun Tamagun cannot do us harm. Therefore, Varnashram Dharma is so essential that people live in Sattva. Tamagun, Rajagun, Rajastama Bhava increases lust and greediness, and that implicates the living entity to exist in this material world in many, many forms. That is very dangerous. Therefore, they should be brought into such a room that the establishment of one national dharma. How to bring...
That is my desire. Don't waste time for bodily comforts. So produce your own food and produce your own cloth. I wanted to introduce this. Now I have given you ideas. You can do it. You are all intelligent. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. We have possibly 5 minutes or something, just to wind up, and maybe if any question or comment is there, we can take 2 minutes for that. We have a book table outside. Some of these DVDs, which are produced by our ministry in India in connection with Varnashram, are available, and we also have some books in regards to Varnashram. I will not give the details of that, but they are available. Where are they available? Yeah, they're displayed outside. If anyone has any, yeah, you can stand up, no problem. Yeah. easier. Anyways, you can inquire about those at the book table if anyone has questions, because obviously we don't have so much time. I'll be available after this program. Anyone would like to ask a quick question, possibly? If not, it's all right also. Mm-hmm. Yes, Prabhuji.
Somebody might say that this is just fit for someone who has a farmer tendency. What about this?
So the question is, someone may think this is only for those who have some tendency for farming. What about those who don't have tendency for farming? What about those who are living in the cities, etc.? The idea is that wherever we may be living, we should try to understand the overall picture and scope of Srila Prabhupada. Not everyone is meant to be a farmer, and the message is not that everyone becomes a farmer. However, in the Vedic culture, we should know, we should understand, that regardless of which varna was involved in, whether one was Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, everyone actually was involved, was closely connected with land, and with farming. Brahmanas had land, Kshatriyas had land, Vaishyas naturally had more land, and everyone was engaged. So the idea is that in different ways, one can become sensitized to understand that actually, you see, right now, I'll summarize this very briefly because time is a factor. We are madly racing at present towards more and more urbanization, which is actually adharma, because it is destroying all of our culture, all of our values. Vedic culture, I mentioned briefly before, is based actually on agrarian lifestyle. And we have deviated, Prabhupada mentions, this only happened 200 years ago, since the time of the industrialization in the West. It is not natural, not the norm to be living the way we're living today. So we can, even living in the cities right now, familiarize ourselves with what is Varnashram. And Varnashram is also there in the cities, but not in the kind of, you know, non-Krishna conscious cities that we have in modern day society. We can gradually help to make them more Krishna conscious, especially by inducing and encouraging people to take up the chanting of the holy name. But there's a whole Prabhupada, I don't have time to show this video, but Prabhupada mentioned, and I'll close on this point, one of the important purposes of our society is to bring a complete overhaul in society and to revert to the natural norm and lifestyle, which is depicted by Krishna Balaram. One quick comment or question, Prabhu? Yes.
I'm just wondering, in your experience, what would you say is the main obstacle in stopping the rapid establishment of Varnashram, which is, as you were saying, so important?
What is the main obstacle to establish Varnashram?
Yes, especially in the Western world.
Well, definitely in the Western world, it is more of a challenge. However, Srila Prabhupada expected, wanted, requested, ordered us to establish it also in the Western world, mentioned that it could be established everywhere. And to a large extent, I would say it's a lack of maturity in Krishna consciousness and a lack of understanding that this is very essential in so many different ways that I cannot get into right now. So there's a lack of awareness, and one of the reasons the ministry is there is to actually help bring about awareness. These books, these DVDs are for that purpose, and we do invite devotees to... The more awareness, the more we are conscious of something, then the more naturally we will value that thing, the more we will act to uphold or protect or make it happen. So I would say it's a lack of, there are many obstacles, but ultimately I would say it boils down to a lack of awareness and a lack of maturity in understanding actually the overall mission of Srila Prabhupada. And now, it's time for a wonderful program called Krishna Prasadam. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.